BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Another one?
Lick me, I'm delicious.
No way.
The one?
For the fat fingers.
That is still good.
Easy. Radio.
One, two,
let's go.
Scott Mills.
Let me just say,
I look like an out-of-work magician.
Drums, please.
Three, two,
Radio One.
Go!
This is Tuesday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. Includes, should you trust people whose first name ends with an I instead of a Y? I'm talking you, Charlie. You, Nikki. You, Tony.
Harry. Well, there's loads of them, isn't there? But actually, I worry that you may have offended a lot of people in the process.
I'm not saying they're necessarily bad people, as you'll hear on the podcast. I'm just saying, watch your back. Also, more of your shortest relationships of all time. And the wonderful 5 Seconds of Summer join us for adult video or music video. It's a game you'll enjoy.
One!
You okay today? How's your thigh?
Thigh's okay, yeah. Loads of people were on last night, actually, sort of chipping in on why I have a problem with my thigh gap.
And what was the conclusion?
No one's got any solutions to it other than stop eating so much rubbish and get to the gym.
All right.
But there you go.
I mean, your lunch was a lot healthier today.
It is. You do get slightly paranoid about these things. I've never really cared about what I eat or anything like that.
Yeah, but you have ripped 2 pairs of trousers in a month. So.
Oh, are you? Is this an intervention?
No. No, no.
It's feeling like that.
It's not. No,
I'm good, I'm happy.
Yeah, I know you're happy.
Bubbly.
And if you ever want to, you know how we like to go, well, you like me to go clothes shopping with you?
Yeah.
If you ever want, after the show, for me to come with you and get some bigger trousers, we can do that.
No, do you know what it is, mate? Being honest, God, this has got deep quickly. I just want to feel a bit better about myself. Do you know what I mean?
Right, yeah. I know what you mean.
So I don't know what we need to do about that.
Props gym, yeah.
Props gym.
Now, hang on. I did say about the place near here when you could join with me.
True.
And we could go together.
But I feel weird about that. Okay. This is why I've put it off a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, I have texted you a bit about it quite a lot and you're not responding really.
No, because we spend a lot of time together, obviously during the show and after the show. We go out or we go DJ place or whatever. Yeah. But being in the gym together, what's the dynamic there? I worry you're going to try and dominate me.
No, absolutely not. No, I mean, you can do your own thing, but...
Will we?
Yeah, like, we'd have to work out...
I know you, you'll interfere. You'll say, no, you need to do it like this.
Don't have to work out together, we go together, and that means we both make ourselves go, rather than just DJing together or going to the pub.
Genuinely, I don't know if many people do go with their best mates.
Okay.
If it's wise.
I think gym buddying is good.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So over the past few weeks, we've been hearing your stories of these absolute wrong'uns that are roaming the UK. And they get away with it mostly, you know?
It's true, yeah. So we're trying to get a rat named, aren't we?
We are.
We've done this before with a snake and a cockroach. You get the idea. You send in stories about people that have wronged you and we will get an animal named after them.
We heard about some absolute rats over the last few weeks. Stuff which is, like, almost unbelievable.
Yeah.
Like, how much of a wrong'un they were.
Oh, we've had some amazing stories.
Right, so do you remember Melanie, who was dating a guy called... Well, you called him Tricky Ricky.
That's right, Ricky and with an I.
It was. I'm not convinced about people with an I at the end, you know,
how do you
instead
mean?
Of a Y. Well, you know, your Tonys, your Nickys, your Vickys.
Oh, I see. If the name finishes
sure
with an
them.
I, be slightly suspicious.
Yeah, just beware.
Mm, like Deans.
I'm not saying they're bad people, but just be on your guard, you know?
Yeah, I get you.
Have your wits about you. Anyway, Melanie dates Tricky Ricky for about a year, and then he ended things, but they still carried on seeing each other. Meanwhile, Tricky Ricky was hanging out a lot with a female friend who he said was a lesbian. So Melanie was like, oh, right, they're just friends. Totally believed him. Turns out while he and Melanie were dating, he was also dating the female friend and lied to both of them.
Mm.
Then after Melanie and Ricky stopped dating, she finds out that the lesbian friend is pregnant and it was the ex-boyfriend that fathered the child.
That's right. And then all the dates cross over.
Yep.
So Tricky Ricky's been lying to both, seeing each other behind their backs, all of that.
Yep. Then Melanie goes around to Ricky's house to find the friend living there. They're basically together. And the dates do overlap. It was revealed that she was straight and she'd been seeing Ricky for a year and a half.
There
and the overlap was about 9 months.
Whoa.
Melanie's on the line. Hi, Melanie.
Oh, hi, guys. You're right.
Yeah. Melanie, I've got someone on the line for you now.
Awesome. Okay.
Don't worry. It's neither of those.
Oh, good.
No, it's all fine. I wouldn't do that to you. Hello, Verity.
Hi, Verity.
Now, Verity, if you remember, is the person who needs the rat naming. She's got a pet rat. It's got no name. Verity, what have you got for me?
I would like to name my rat Ricky with an I.
Yes, really?
Yes.
That's lovely.
I mean, I'm sorry I couldn't produce a bit of fanfare.
Well, to be fair, I'm so happy. Like, you have no idea.
A part of you feels really good about this, doesn't it?
Yeah. Am I able to get a picture of this rat as well?
Yeah, sure. You can put it up. You frame it.
Yeah, I want it to be my new group icon for the girls.
That's amazing. Verity, you can send me a picture and I'll pass it on, right?
Of course.
Your rat is now called Ricky with an I.
Ricky with an I.
I might give up on these fanfares, actually. But anyway, well done. Sorry about it, Ricky.
Thanks so much, guys. It means a lot.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Five Toss coming up in a bit, right? And I don't know if you know this, Scott. But we're doing music video versus adult video with them, and they actually asked to play that game.
Really?
One of the producers was telling me, yeah, they actually asked to play that. We said you can do anything you want on the show. They asked for that game.
Now, if you don't know this game, it's... I think it's a stroke of genius, actually.
Yeah.
You might not know this, but videos of the adult variety do have comments underneath.
You never think to look for them, but there's hundreds under some of the videos.
Is there?
Yeah, I'm told.
Oh, yeah, no, I don't know either, but apparently there are comments. And also, as we all know, if you look at pop stars' music videos, everyone comments underneath those as well. But can Five Sauce tell the difference between comments from one of their music videos or an adult video?
The Scott Mills Daily.
And here's 5 Seconds of Summer.
What's going on?
Hi, good to see you again.
Me too.
I'm going to kick off this chat, right, because I just want to say how proud we are of you guys. And I don't think we tell you enough, because, like, we played you first on Radio 1. We've been on this journey together, and I feel like we'll be with you until the end.
That's actually really nice.
And we just don't say it enough, yeah, so group hug.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
That's very, very sweet. I'm waiting for a prank of some sort.
Yeah, I'm literally waiting for, like, something bad to happen.
But it didn't start well when I was like, I can't hear anything in the studio. They were like, oh, here we go again. But it's not. It's just it's an operator error.
I think when we first heard Youngblood, I think we said that was a massive turning point for us with you guys as a band, because for me that felt
great,
like the ultimate song.
Thank you.
That represented you guys and what I've always imagined is your level.
Yeah,
that song was definitely a turning point for this band, and it took us a long time to find that sound. You're totally right, you've hit the nail on the head, and for it to be so successful for us and this band, and for our fans to connect, and people that might not have even heard of us or even giving us a second listen or whatever, enjoying that song has been a real blessing for us, and it allowed us to make things like easier and kind of, you know, allowed me to wear leather jackets like this.
Exactly.
You know?
You always had that in you.
And, you know, I've just been waiting. Yeah.
Is this the peak? Do you think you've peaked looks-wise?
Looks-wise? Me? Looks-wise. Definitely. I'm 25. I think.
I mean,
these are the golden years.
Guys, you've definitely peaked.
Yeah.
I know, clothes wise.
I think I meant like we've aged.
No.
It's
just a good look.
Okay. Oh,
it's the right look for the right. Because the thing is, I don't know if you know about Philip Schofield. He's a good looking older man here in the UK. Right.
Not the same.
Some people get better with age. They could you know, rotters earlier.
I'm very concerned that I'm not going to be one of those people.
I'm definitely not going to be one of those people.
I think you are.
I think you're all flourishing.
You need to stop
complaining. Okay.
Flourishing. We're so ready for a new album.
Oh, me too.
Yeah.
No, we're working on it. It's not going to be out for a minute, but
yeah.
We're going to start with Easier, maybe another song, after that, and then maybe an album.
Okay.
Scott Mills.
Is it easier to stay? You so much that I hate you. Right now it's so hard to blame you, 'cause you're so beautiful.
Easier from the Live Lounge earlier, and the amazing Five Sauce are here with us.
Radio.
Right, okay, I've got something now I think you're gonna like a lot. So it's adult video versus music video. So you may be aware, that underneath music videos with, by artists, there are comments. Adult videos also have those comments.
This is awesome.
Boys, right. I don't know if you knew about this, right? So if you go on certain websites...
Yep. I don't know what you're talking about.
Under these videos, there are hundreds of comments from people that almost review the video.
I've never been to websites.
I've never been to a website.
It's an amazing finesse.
Yeah.
And one of the producers of this show last night, while watching Love Island, had to search through hours of these videos just to find some comments.
How did he explain that to the wife?
And that's his job, but he doesn't have a wife or single at the moment, I think. Yeah. So it's all fine. But so he's gone through a lot of your videos, but also a lot of the other videos. All you've got to do is work out which comment is either from a five-star video.
We've done a lot of games here, and this is definitely the
this is
the
your favourite,
one,
I can tell.
I think.
We came up with this in the pub. Yeah. It basically is you and mine.
Right, here we go. So is this a comment from an adult video or a music video?
I watch this video 4 times a day. Seriously. Can't stop.
I think that's music video.
That's music video.
Nah,
that's
going
music
adult video.
No.
No one's that passionate about music.
They are.
It's funny though when you get your favourite video. You know, your easy go to.
I don't know, mate.
Music video. I'm talking.
You
about.
Can try dig a hole for us all day. We won't.
So what are we going with then?
I think music video.
I'm going to say music video as well.
Let's do music video.
Then. Well, no, Cal, you can have your own opinion. If you think it's an adult video, then go for it.
All right.
Yeah.
Callum's right. It is an adult video, that one. Yeah.
Wow. Well, it's not really a clapping moment, though, is it?
Yeah, you don't really go. Oh, hey!
Oh, good. 4 times a day. That one.
Wow.
What about this one?
I ended up dating a guy that looks just like this, and now I can't watch this video.
Oh, man.
That's music video.
Oh, I didn't...
Nah, that's adult video.
A guy who looks just like this.
Yeah, that gives it away.
I think music video.
Adult. AV.
It's tricky, isn't it? A bit of a split decision on this one.
Callum, you decide again.
Callum.
You seem to be pretty good.
Go on, Callum.
There's 4 guys. There usually is 4 guys in our music videos.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And then usually, you know what? Go. Adult video.
Okay.
That one is your music video. That was from Want You Back.
Yep, I knew it.
Okay, next one.
I still dream for you. Broken heart emoji.
That's music video.
That's music video.
100%.
That's a lyric.
That's right.
That's a lyric. Dream. That's Want You Back.
It is Want You Back.
Well, solved.
Yes. Next one.
Wish I worked in his office. If I were his boss, I'd give him a promotion.
I know what video they're talking about.
What video?
It
could be the Hey Everybody video. Yeah. But
I don't like the way you said that, Cal. I don't like it at all.
Wish I worked in his office. If I were his boss, I'd give him a promotion.
Yeah, that's music video.
Yeah, everybody.
Yep. That one is an adult video.
What?
Yeah. Genuinely one of the comments.
I've been waiting to see this vid and I wasn't disappointed. Thank you so much for sharing it.
I have no idea anymore. I don't know anymore.
Another
voice.
That's a music video.
Yeah, I think it's music.
That one is... It's another adult video.
What? People are passionate.
I know, right?
People choose very specific things to be passionate about.
The Scott Mills Daily.
It's adult video or music video with 5 Seconds of Summer. Hi, guys.
Hey.
Some more comments from some videos. Some of them adults, some of them yours.
The only problem with this video is that it ends.
Yeah, that's... process of elimination, I'm going to get a music video.
I'm going to get a music video.
It's Young Blood, yeah.
Yeah, good job.
Those boys are absolute perfection.
what are you going for? What are you saying?
This is good.
It depends where we upload
it. This is a very good one.
It's a good one, right?
Yeah.
Those boys are absolute perfection.
I'm going music.
Music video.
Video.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm going to say adult video.
And you'd be right, Michael.
Oh, I knew it. Wow.
Absolute perfection.
There was an ego at play there.
Yeah. What about this one?
Fat people getting undressed in a restaurant.
Oh.
Old people getting undressed in a store. Love this.
That is the She Looks So Perfect music video.
Yes, it is.
Yeah,
love,
good job.
Love this.
The guys doing this are legends. What a life.
That's adult video.
I think
these have been picked really well.
I know, right?
These are really, really Good.
I think you'll find that's a video for Youngblood.
Is it?
Yeah.
Wait, what was it again? Will you play it again?
The guys doing this are legends. What a life.
The comments are so good. You should read them more.
Yeah, that's
a good comment.
Fair enough.
How about this one? One of your videos or adult?
I can't believe this. Oh, my virginity.
Oh, no.
I think that's a music video.
Yeah, don't stop.
Is it?
Yeah. Last one.
All right.
One more.
It's so hardcore, yet so cool.
Ugh, I hate that.
Who is voicing this?
It's so hardcore, yet so cool.
We choose him on purpose.
Yeah, he really sounds like he writes the comments.
Who is that?
It's really heebie-jeebies.
One of the producers that works here, but he's perfect for this.
Yeah. He's got a calling, a true calling, reading comments.
So hardcore, yet so cool. Music video or adult video?
I have no idea.
I couldn't tell you. I don't want to say the second option. I'm going to say music video just because it seems less creepy.
Correct. Don't stop.
What?
Wow.
People loving.
Nice work.
People loving Don't Stop.
Hardcore, right.
Huh? It's so hardcore, yet so cool.
That's an interesting comment on Don't Stop.
Yeah. All right.
Guys, thank you very much for playing the game. It's so good to see you. Thanks for the live lounge as well. See you soon.
Of course.
Thanks. Thank you. Nice guys, summer. Thank you.
Thank you.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, let's get this Maisie Peters track on. Maisie is having an absolute ball right now. 2019 is good. Had her track featured on Love Island, in the Amy and Curtis moment, or one of them. And now she's our tune of the week. Now, when we played Maisie's song yesterday, she was, at the time, on the Underground in London. So, obviously can't get anyone down there, because Underground. So she couldn't hear what we were saying about her song after we played it. And loads of people were messaging her going, OMG, you're on Radio 1 now. So she reenacted what she thought both of us said.
It's a bit mad, this.
Right. So she's playing the part of both of us. This is on Maisie's social yesterday. While she's still on the tube in London, kind of imagining what we said about the track after we played Feels Like This.
Scott, wasn't that such a good song? Yes, Chris, that was the best song ever. I agree. What was her name again? Maisie Peters. Maisie Peters is her name, Scott. Wow, what a legend. Like Celine Dion and Elton John in one single girl of 5'1". We should play her all the time. I agree. I agree, Scott. Wow. Maisie Peters, what a gem.
Imagine if you're next to her on the Underground when that's happening.
But that's all I could think. Because she's not just taking one of us there. She's doing both of us.
Yeah, it's like, you're filming yourself being two people. Are you okay, hon?
I love it. Yeah. It's like a one-woman show.
Yeah. And we've been in touch with her, and we're like, this is great. Can you do another one?
Well, no one's ever done this.
No.
In fact, I'd like to encourage this more. If you're listening to this right now and you want to do this like Maisie Peters and send in videos of you doing an impression of me and Scott, because it's almost interesting to hear what people think we sound like.
Yeah. So here's Maisie imagining what we're going to say about it today.
Hi, Scott Mills. It's Chris Stark here. Didn't we play Maisie Peters' song yesterday, Feels Like This? Yes, Chris. Yes, we did. Wasn't it an amazing song? Yes, Scott. It was possibly the best song I've ever heard. Tell you what we should do. What should we do? We should play Feels Like This by Maisie Peters again so the whole world can hear the song and realise how amazing it is. You know what, Scott? That sounds like a cracking idea. Then, maybe Chris, maybe everyone will listen to it all the time and play it on their playlists, and it will be rightfully so the biggest song that's ever existed on Radio 1. Ever. What a cracking idea. Wow. Maisie Peters, what a gem. Round 2.
Is that really how we speak?
What a cracking idea, Scott.
What a legend.
I love her, though.
Right, she's brilliant.
Oh, is this happening every day, this little one-woman show from Maisie Peters?
I mean, we've asked.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
But this is an amazing song, right?
It feels like this, our tune of the week.
Like a light came on, and
when it feels like this.
I love her voice, I love the track. And you know there are people listening right now, well, in fact there is one, Max from Essex, thinking, I'm getting married next year, and I'm going to walk down the aisle to that.
Great shout.
With my fiancé, Bex. Oh, sorry, Bex, if I've ruined the surprise.
It does suit a sort of romantic moment. I suppose that was the point on Love Island. Or was that a dumping or a romantic moment?
Romantic moment.
So you know what I mean by that. Yeah. Like, it's happening.
It wouldn't be good for dumping.
What I would like to imagine is loads of people are listening to Maisie Peters right now and maybe getting off with someone.
Oh,
and,
well, no, why do you have to do that?
Well, why not? We can't encourage people to send in videos of that, but it would be great if people did DIY Love Island videos to the music, wouldn't it?
With that in the background.
Just be, maybe next time we do it.
Mm. Thanks, Maisie, for the message. It's good to know that this is what you think we sound like.
Hi, Scott Mills. It's Chris Stark here. Didn't we play Maisie Peters' song yesterday? Feels Like This. Yes, Chris. Yes, we did. Wasn't it an amazing song? Yes, Scott. It was possibly the best song I've ever heard.
Scott Mills. Right, funny business time. You ready?
Yeah.
Remember, no laughing, and if it sounds rude, I will warn you with this one. It's not.
It's not what I think, no?
No.
Okay. I'm ready.
For fuck's sake, good afternoon. Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hi. Who have I called, please?
For fuck's sake.
Okay, and what do you do there?
Sell frocks.
Oh, frocks.
Yes.
Like dresses.
Yes.
Okay, and where are you based?
Down the market.
It's a great name. Was that all you're doing?
I like the word frock.
Well, it's perfect.
Yeah, good.
All right, thanks very much for taking my call. I wasn't quite sure if I had the name correct, but it seems that I do.
You do indeed. Okay, thanks very much.
All right, then I'll let you go. You sound busy. All right, love you, bye.
Yeah, bye-bye.
I mean, where did you find that?
That was from a listener.
Oh, wow.
Amazing, right?
I was like, I'm sorry.
You thought it was game over, didn't you?
I was like... My whole career flashed before my eyes.
Oh, that was great.
Okay, next, you.
Hello, Cox Kitchen.
Hello, is that Cox Kitchen?
It is Cox Kitchen, that's true.
Oh, I thought I heard that right. And what do you... Are you a restaurant?
We're a cafe and takeaway that specialises in spit roast chicken.
Got you. So, okay, fine. So, and what you call Cox Kitchen?
Cox Kitchen, that's true. We're clucking good chicken.
Yeah, good. It's good. It's good. And you're quite sort of, you're a specialist in that area, aren't you?
Yeah, we predominantly do spit roasted chicken and different variations of for delivery takeaway. It's across between like Nando's and a Carvery. But mostly for delivery and takeaway.
Do you get any, like, odd calls from people who think maybe they're getting through to something else?
We get a lot of calls for the hospital for some reason. Our number seems to be very similar to a hospital number.
Really?
When they phone up and ask for the department and we go, Cox.
Yeah.
It gets a little bit confusing.
It's tricky. If you're calling anywhere and then you guys say that it's Cox Kitchen, it throws you. Do you know what I mean? It would throw me.
Yeah, it's our favourite thing is we have a dish on the menu that's very similar to a toad in the hole, but it's with chicken. So we have a lot of men that refuse to ask for what it's called, but they'll ask for a roast dinner, one of those roast dinner things, but it's actually called a cock in a hole.
That, it's so...
Weirdly enough, the women have no problem ordering it, but a lot of the builders, we get a lot, because it's high protein, we get a lot of builders, and that will phone up and ask for a roast dinner thing rather than two cock in the holes.
Yeah, it's amazing this. So talk me through the cock in the hole then. So it's, because it's so...
It's a 9-inch Yorkshire pudding filled with half spit roasted chicken, with roast potatoes, cauliflower cheese, ratatouille, mushy peas, stuffing balls, a pot of gravy, and roast potatoes.
Yeah, okay. So it's so funny, actually. I was just having a conversation with my colleague all about how I really need a new food to be invented because I feel like I eat the same old things. I feel like I've discovered every food that there is to eat and I've eaten it all. And then you come along with cock in a hole.
Or you can try a Yorkshire pudding wrap. That's the one of our biggest sellers.
I'm here for the cock in the hole. 100%. Where are you based?
In sunny Worthing.
I cannot wait to visit you one day.
You should pop down.
Cock's Kitchen. All right, if I'm in the area, I'll call in.
Superb. Thank you
very much. Nice one. Thanks so much.
Bye-bye.
I feel that these...
Wow.
I mean, I feel that these are really... The level is being raised at the moment.
Yeah, that was amazing. Great find.
Daniel Lincoln says, was that Frocks? Yes, it was for Frocks' sake. Some people are really out there with their business names, and I am here for it. If you see one, maybe you're like driving past and you're like, whoa, double take. Let us know, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk.
Yeah, and they could be international ones as well. If you happen to know any of those or find any of those, let us know.
Actually, some of the international ones are great. And we're getting loads from America at the moment, loads from Australia. So maybe even if you're on holiday and you see one that maybe is a bit lost in translation, let us know and we'll use it on Funny Business.
BBC. Radio 1. Scott Mills.
It's a simple race every day. Me against Chris. And you choose whatever music you think is the best, either my banger or Chris's.
I mean, it's one of those, right, where there is an element of competition, isn't there? Do you think this is the right? There's so much politics in the world at the moment, so much competition, isn't there? Everyone's in some sort of battle or a race, and it's like, maybe we need to change bangers so no one loses. Maybe just every day we play two songs that we like. I don't know.
However, I mean, it's not as depressing as some stuff, so I'm here for it.
Exactly.
Hello, Callum.
Evening, both.
Oh, evening.
Evening.
Right. So, apparently when you caught up for bangers, the first thing you said was, I've had enough. Now, what have you had enough of, please?
Well, I've had enough of people coming on here and saying they've had enough of Chris losing and then not even picking Chris to win.
It's often how it works, actually. Yeah, someone will say, like, yeah, I always choose Chris, and then they go the other way. Yeah, it is odd, isn't it?
I know. Then when they say that, then Scott goes and pulls out a bigger banger, to be fair.
Yeah, well, that's why they do it. That's why they move.
Yeah.
Is there any point in me actually taking part in this today, or...?
Yeah. Because if you pull out a bigger banger, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, he could be swayed as well. In Love Island terms, your head could be turned. You're open for your head getting turned, okay. Right?
You go first.
Exactly. Yeah, I'll go first. Listen, what a banger. I've come back stronger today.
Yeah, what was that yesterday?
Yeah, sorry. I just thought we could redo the... Yeah, anyway. This is Armin van Helden, You Don't Know Me. I just thought summer banger.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah, you tried to revive the mannequin challenge yesterday and no one cared.
Idea.
No one cared. All right, so that's Chris's. What are you saying, Callum?
Pretty strong there. And, you know, he's come out with saying back stronger.
Yeah, exactly. Back stronger.
Back stronger.
Yes. I've got this. Well, somebody told me you had a boyfriend who looked like a girlfriend that I had in February of last year. See, Lewis Capaldi supporting the Killers.
Is he?
This week. That's somebody told me. Okay, Callum, up to you.
The banger, I'm going to have to... I'm saying Chris has won that one easily.
Against the Killers?
Yeah, 100%.
Go on.
If you've got a group chat about reality TV...
Let's face it, who doesn't?
Then this show is for you.
I'm Raj.
I'm Pillar.
And our new podcast is called
The Reality Tea. We're going to bring you all the freshest tea from the hottest shows.
Your favourite reality stars are going to be dropping in and giving us the goss direct.
Yes!
So whether you're into The Kardashians,
Love Island,
Made in Chelsea,
RuPaul's Drag Race,
or even TOWIE,
we got you covered, boo.
Mm-hmm. Make sure you join us for Radio 1's The Reality Tea.
Download and subscribe now on BBC Sounds.
Don't hate, appreciate.
I mean, there is some anger going on right now. Some people are raging.
Yeah, but only the people that aren't raving. Do you know, context. All right.
Thanks, Annie Mac. That was Armin van Helden, and you don't know me. Today's winning banger.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So tomorrow on the show, Innuendo Bingo is back, and it's a big one. Freddie Flintoff. How come he said yes to this?
I'm not sure, actually.
Okay.
I'm really not. either way,
you
it's
know,
on.
Sometimes when we get word and we're like, oh, yeah, so who have we got? And they're like, Freddie Flintoff. I'm like, what? But it's cool.
But I did something with him not that long ago, and he was talking all about Innuendo Bingo. And I just think it's happily coincided with the new Top Gear, and he must have said yes to it because of that. Also, he is a top bloke.
Yeah, amazing bloke. It's weird, isn't it? There are lots of super fans, like celebrity super fans of Innuendo Bingo everywhere you go, and you don't know who they are.
It's funny, because whenever I meet anyone, you talk about the show, it's generally Innuendo Bingo is the one thing, if they haven't done, that they want to do.
Yeah.
On the face of it, yes, they get wet and it's a bit uncomfortable for them, but it's a fun game to play.
Scott Mills.
Sam and Skipton saying, what are we talking about with Flintoff then? Dissolving shorts? No, because they haven't arrived yet. Describe the dissolving shorts if people don't know.
Yeah, I found a video of this and it basically became my favourite thing very quickly, but they're shorts that when you go into water, a lot of people do this on stag do's and hen do's, although I'd never seen it before, but as soon as you enter the water wearing these shorts, and they look like normal shorts, they feel like normal shorts, but as soon as you get in the water, they sort of dissolve away.
Yeah.
And you're left struggling to... you know, deal with the situation.
As soon as you go in the water, they just fall apart.
Oh, this is what I mean. There's people in the studio here who've never heard of these.
I mean, it's perfect for stags because, you know, normally you get people go like, oh, wear this. So this is what you got to wear for the day. So you wouldn't think twice about putting the shorts on. And it's like, come on then, lads, let's go in the water. And then there are so many videos online of people going, yay! No one else is getting in the water apart from the stag. Yeah, and the shorts just fall away.
Right, and as we all know, when you get into a pool, it's often quite an undignified scramble to get out of it as it is,
well,
let alone with nothing
no
on.
Left.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely nothing there.
Sam from Skipton, we haven't got them for Freddie Flintoff tomorrow, but I have ordered some and they're on the way for a future Innuendo Bingo.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hey, Chris.
Yeah?
Well, rate this.
Rate this.
Always scared about what's going to happen after that.
Rate this.
So, obviously... it's fine now after a bit of grovelling, but day before last with Tom and Maura didn't go that well.
What did you just say to them?
Yeah. And we got talking yesterday about really short relationships. School was always really good for really, really short ones, wasn't it?
Yeah, true.
Like, you've got a girlfriend, a boyfriend, 1 minute, and then the next. Gone. Can be within seconds. Megan, you've got one.
Yeah. So this is going back to maybe the year 7, year 8. Every Friday, everyone would go to the local pool. A nice little session called Rave the Waves. All the popular kids would go. And I really fancied this boy. So I decided that I wanted to make him a boyfriend. Back in those days, though, obviously you don't ask them face-to-face. You get your friend to ask their friend.
That's
to
it. Yeah. Right, so you've been flirting with this boy for a while and you're like, OK, we're at Rave the Waves. Now's my time.
Gone about 2 weeks, but back then I'd say not grafting, I'd say you just follow them around until they notice you.
That's exactly it. And then you'd deploy a friend to go speak to them. I remember using Laura Fitzgibbon as she sort of negotiated between me and Ashley Nwanzu back in the day.
Did she strike the deal, did she?
She did, yeah.
And what did that involve?
Do you know, I'd be fascinated to speak to her again about what the negotiations involved, because all I knew was, like, I was then presented with said girl at some point. We had to hold hands on the way to the Highgrove swimming pool.
Right. It sounds very formal, this.
Yeah, but it's how it happened, isn't it, Megan? That's exactly how it
works. Yeah, it is. You get someone else to do your dirty work.
Right, so who did your dirty work?
So my friend was called Abigail Collins.
And did she broker many relationships, or was it just yours?
Yeah, she was my go-to relationship person.
Chief negotiator, though. Abigail Collins.
Yeah, if you did want one, Abigail was the one to go to.
Yeah. Definitely. Abigail Collins.
I really enjoy the use of two names from people at school.
When you talk about people from school, it's always two names.
Always. All right, so Abigail Collins goes in and she asks him out for you, right?
She asks his friend to ask him.
Right.
Then his friend then comes back to Abigail, who then comes back to me and delivers the news that I now have a boyfriend.
Oh, yes. It has to go through so many people, doesn't it?
It does.
Okay, so you're official with this boy, then what?
This lasts all of about 20 minutes.
can't remember exactly what happened. All I know is that his friend has done something and I end up calling his friend a nasty name. Turns out he's having none of this. Next thing you know, I'm in the jacuzzi and his friend comes over to deliver the news that I've been dumped.
Why are you in a jacuzzi? Have I missed something?
She's at Rave the Waves.
Yeah, but it's
a
school
trip. Rave the Waves. No, this is every Friday evening for everyone to go to. It's
my apologies. I was thinking of it as my old school trip, which was a trip in a coach to the local swimming pool, and we had to do lanes, and there was no jacuzzi.
No, but yours is also the local swimming pool. You did have a jacuzzi.
Actually, Year 7's chilled out in the jacuzzi. Just
check
like,
me out. I'm in,
I'm in a relationship.
I'm in Year 7 in the hot tub, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, chilling. And then the news comes and gets delivered to me that I've been dumped.
So you go from having a boyfriend and 20 minutes later you call his friend a name and it's all off.
It's all off. Couldn't believe it. I think I swam to the nearest steps, climbed out without showering and went straight to the reception and called my mum and got her to come pick me up.
Did Abigail Collins come over and say, he's not worth it, babes?
Yeah, she was there. She was there for me. Mascara that was already running down my face, because in Year 7 it was quite cool to have mascara running down your face in the swimming pool.
Was it?
Me and Abigail used to put mascara on before we got in the pool so that it would run, just to prove we wore makeup in Year 7.
Right, that's,
that was a thing.
That was definitely a thing. All right, Addy, you had a short-term relationship.
Yes, I did.
How did that play out?
Well, I agreed to go on a date with a guy and we went out, and because it was close to Valentine's Day, he brought a rose and a CD that he'd burnt.
Hey!
Exactly.
That's love, you know, when someone's burned a CD for you.
Oh, I know. We obviously went to took a lot of time and thought into it. And it was a really lovely CD. There were some really lovely songs on it.
Like?
I think there was like some Adele on there, but I've kind of blocked it out because the last song that came on was Mr. Boombastic by Shaggy.
Yeah.
not a love song.
No, not a love song, no. So that was a downer for me, I'm afraid.
Well, so it was all like Adele and romantic stuff, and then Shaggy comes on at the end.
Yeah, so I was kind of feeling it, and then that last song came on, and I was like, absolutely not.
Now, how old was this guy at the time?
Well, I think we were like late teens or something. It was when I was working at a supermarket when I was younger.
No. Mr. Lover, Lover. I do not want that on a CD that's been burned for me.
It's the worst, isn't it?
Yeah.
What was the name of the CD? Do you remember? Did he give it a name?
Yeah, Addy's Mix.
Addy's Mix.
Classic.
Did you actually bin him off because of Shaggy?
I did, yeah.
Fair.
And I was so cringed afterwards that I hid the CD under my wardrobe because I didn't know what to do with it and I didn't ever want to listen to it again.
Is it still there?
Probably.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Isaac had a super short relationship.
Yeah, I met this girl off Tinder. We started chatting. It was going really well. She was around mine. We were watching a movie. And then she asked me about Instagram. And I was like, oh, yeah, what's your Instagram handle? She's like, oh, if you just type in my name, then you'll find it. Okay. I typed in the wrong name while she was sat there looking over my shoulder. The girl's name was Amy.
And what did you type in?
Rebecca.
Right, well, who was Rebecca that you had on your mind?
I'm not too sure. I was just thinking about her. I think I'd also met her on Tinder.
Player!
But, yeah, it didn't go down well.
The worst, isn't it, Scott? Mm. Even just when it's a friends thing, you meet someone and they're like, yeah, yeah, take my number. Anyway, and you go to type it in, you haven't got a clue what their name is.
Oh, I've so done that.
I do it all the time.
Yeah.
Especially at work and stuff. Like, someone's like, yeah, just text it over to me. I'm like, yeah, cool. And then they watch as you go for the name. And I'm like, yep, and just hide the phone.
Yeah.
When you meet girls uptown and you go to type in their number and it's always saved as town girl.
Blonde girl. Are you?
I've never met a girl uptown.
What's your story then? How are you meeting all the ladies? Are you like a particularly good looking guy?
I wouldn't say I'm bad looking.
Oh.
Well, what are you rating yourself?
Out of 10?
Probably an 8. I guess.
Eight. Oh, okay. Confidence, I like it.
Okay, 8 out of 10, though. It's not like it's not in the 9 or the 10. So is it the personality that's getting them? Why are you so successful?
I'm not too sure. I'm quite a good keyboard warrior. That's why I did well on Tinder.
Right. Yeah.
Then, obviously, uptown, they're just the drinks are flowing.
I'm really enjoying the use of uptown.
Uptown girl! That's your theme tune, isn't it? That's what you're typing away on your phone there on Tinder. Another uptown girl for you.
I was going slightly more current with Uptown Funk.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's, fine. It's only slightly more current.
It's about 15 years more current, actually, but yeah. All right, well, good luck with all the girls you meet uptown. When's the next one?
Well, I'm actually sat next to my fiance whilst I'm telling you this story, so it's not going down too well.
Did you meet her uptown?
No, I met her on Bumble, actually, not Tinder.
God, she's very easygoing.
She really is.
Incredible.
I enjoy your safety in your relationship, though. Fair play. Yeah.
The Scott Mills Daily.
What are you doing after this?
What am I doing after this?
Do you want to go uptown?
Yeah, let's go uptown.
Should we go uptown? Hello, Paul in Edinburgh. We should do more of these tomorrow. The person who is your go-between to ask people out at school. Full name. Paul's with Scott Bailey.
Yeah.
Abby in Paynton's been on. If ever she wanted to ask a boy, she wouldn't do it directly. That's where Gemma Cochrane came in. I really like this.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Earlier, I said something which I do actually stick by. I'm not sure I trust people that replace the Y with an I in their names, you know?
Or an IE at the end of their name.
No, I'm fine with the E, actually.
That's what I mean. Yeah, it's just if it finishes with an I,
with an I.
Something's going on there.
That's my thing. Tony, you know, Vicky, Harry with an I. This is all a bit weird. I'm not saying that they're bad people. I'm not saying they're terrible people. I'm just saying, just watch your back, yeah?
Yeah.
Who's this on line? This line? Hello, who's that?
Hi, my name's Harry with an I.
Oh.
I think I'm definitely a nice person. I work as a nurse. I work in A&E, so I think that qualifies me.
Oh, yeah. Well, actually, you're exempt because you work in A&E.
Exactly.
Well, hang on, though. It wasn't that you said people aren't nice just because their name finishes in I.
I just said watch them.
There's just something a bit quirky, a bit different going on there. Would you agree, Harry, with an I?
I think you're referring to, like, the love rats and stuff like that, weren't
you?
See,
Charlie with an I, I'm not sure how I feel about that.
Charlie with an I, that's fine.
You fine with that?
Which, Harry with an I would be fine with it, because she's one of the I people.
Yeah, but I think you're just judging us all too quickly, really, aren't you?
Yeah, a little bit. Also, but you are a nurse, so it qualifies you as a good person. Right, who have we got here?
Hi, I'm Vicky.
With an I.
That's an I, I presume.
With an I. Yeah, they're with an I.
Okay.
I changed it. I used to spell it with a Y when I was, like, up until I was, like, 13. And then I changed it because I wanted to look older. So I think that makes me a good person and not a shifty character at all.
Okay, so you're saying you're not shifty and you changed it when you were 13 to an I from a Y.
Just change your name, babe.
Yeah, I did. I wanted it to make me look older, more mature. You know, I was the short one in class, so I had to make myself appear like I was...
That's mad. You can't rebrand like that. That's like me changing my name, Chris, which has a C, to a K. Do you know what I mean? It's not allowed. We actually did that to my mate. We rebranded him.
Why?
So his actual birth name is Mark, but we didn't think he was... We thought he'd be much cooler if he became a Marcus. And what's amazing is now no one knows that he's not a Marcus. He was never a Marcus, and he just accepts it himself.
Is it the Marcus that I...
Yes, yeah.
Weirdly, I saw him in my gym yesterday.
Well, why didn't you mention that to me?
I don't know. I forgot. But that Marcus...
Well, we'll have this conversation a bit. What's he doing in there?
I just went, hello, and that was it.
Yeah.
Yeah, him. Anyway, back to Vicky with an I. What does it say on your passport? Is it Victoria?
It's Victoria in my passport, yeah. But my brother does still call me Vicky, like 17, 18 years on.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Happens at this time every year, apart from a year when it's off. All the Glastonbury crew start to text in and message in to Radio 1. It's always on the Tuesday every year.
Yeah.
Emma.
Hi.
So you're en route with an EN, not an on, because that's
not
right.
Yeah, we're en route, we're there, we're on our way.
Okay, who's with you?
So it's my best friend, my sister and her best friend, and we're all in the car and, yeah, we're en route.
Okay, you've just finished uni.
Yeah, I finished and I got my result yesterday and it's all good. I got a 2-1, done it.
Oh, 2-1. That's massive, yeah.
2-1.
Wow, nerd. Yeah. Amazing.
Yeah, it's all good. But I tell you what, we went to try and get in and they wouldn't let us in, so now we're just in a lay-by, but we're excited.
Wouldn't let you in where?
To the car park.
Oh, is it not open yet?
Yeah, no, they haven't opened the gates yet, so we're a bit keen.
Is this your first time?
No, I've been before.
Okay.
I love how keen you are, though.
I'm just saying, like, Tuesday. Get down there nice and early, you know?
Yeah, you have to. You have to. You pay for it. You need to go get, you know, soak it all up.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know what you're doing, clearly.
Yeah, what's, sorry, my friends are trying to keep quiet in the background.
It's all good. What's your plan for tonight, then, once you do get in?
Well, we're just going to try and, like, get some sleep and then wake up early, get in the queue and get on site, really, and then just try and enjoy it.
Nice. And when the music starts, who are you looking forward to seeing? Who are you keen for?
I'm so keen for George Ezra. I love George Ezra. And just everyone, really. Stormzy's going to be great. Can't wait. It's going to be great.
It is going to be good. Do you want to shout out your mates who are there, then?
So we've got Kira, we've got Rebecca, we've got Spencer, we've got Abby.
Yes.
Glastonbury
Kinos right there.
Yeah, so keen for it. Yeah. Are you guys coming? Are you coming?
We're not, but...
Radio 1 very much is.
It's really going to be
fantastic.
On.
Fantastic.
So,
great.
Yeah, Jack Saunders and Annie Mack are going to be there from Thursday night, 8 p.m, so you'll see and hear all that. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Enjoy.
We're so pumped.
So pumped.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Back tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1. And Freddie Flintoff is playing Innuendo Bingo at 3.